Now let's see hotels. Some of the nomenclature of the accommodation industry that a traveler must understand. Deluxe, super deluxe, deluxe, moderate deluxe, these are the type of hotels. First class, how do you identify them? First class, superior first class hotels, first class limited, limited service first class, moderate first class, these are different kind of first class hotels. Tourist, separate tourist class information, moderate tourist class hotels. Double A rating system, British system. This system focuses on a consumer's perspective on accommodation properties. The objective was to introduce a classification system easily understood by the consumer. This system is part of the description of properties seen in the travel books. The American version is the AAA system. So see, every country has a system through which you identify a hotel. You will say this is a AAA hotel. You will say this is a deluxe hotel. This is five star. This is a, general hotel. So you need to identify amongst the facilities, what is given, what is provided, the area, space, decor. All then help you identify what kind of a hotel is it. Is it a deluxe property? Is it a first class property? Where do you want to stay? What is the kind of money you want to spend? So once you get the information, you also have the tariff and see where you want to intend to stay for your trip abroad. Now what is the category? B&B. Accommodation provided in a private house by the owner for up to 6 paying guests. This is B&B, guest house. Accommodation for more than 6 paying guests with the owner and staff providing more services, example dinner, that's a guest house where you intend to stay, whether more than 6 person or more than 6 guests. Farmhouse, B&B or guest house accommodation provided on a working farm. Then inn, what is inn? Accommodation provided in a fully licensed establishment. The bar will be open to non-residents and provide food in the evenings. That's an inn. And restaurant with rooms. A restaurant offering a maximum of 12 bedrooms. You see, many times you have a restaurant and you have a small hotel on top. Now, that is known as a restaurant with rooms. Making reservations and earning commissions. Telephonic. Book directly and get 10 to 15 commission by cut and pay. Corporate tie-ups. Negotiate or be a PSA and get special rates. And the earnings can be up to 25 to 30%. Computerized reservation system, widely used worldwide to book hotels. Commission is offered by the CRS company, the computerized reservation system. Once you book hotel, you automatically do get some kind of a commission or some kind of a incentive once you do the booking. Online travel agencies, booking can also be done online through Expedia.com, MakeMyTrip.com and Hotels.com. And commissions earned. Once you make you're booking through Expedia or MakeMyTrip. Expedia and MakeMyTrip get a commission from the hotel because they are listed, the hotels are listed on their portals. And they say that if any booking comes through us, then you will have to pay us a commission. And the commission is decided pre-handed, so there are no confusions later. Cruises. Cruise is defined as a package that includes an itinerary for a fixed number of days. For example, 3 nights Star Virgo cruise from Singapore. You go on a cruise ship. It is an all-inclusive package with accommodation, all meals, entertainment and leisure activity. Now, these are obviously all meals. You can't get out and jump from the sea and go and have a meal somewhere else. Entertainment, leisure activity. That's why it's known as deluxe. Absolutely deluxe mode of travel. A cruise is a luxury resort on sea. It's a luxury resort and it has a fixed itinerary. There are no changes. You go on this day, you'll reach on this day. These are the number of days you'll travel. This is the facilities offered. It's a very, very fixed trip. Cruise, bookings and commissions. GSA, PSA. Special agents can book online directly through the cruise company's portal. The commissions can range from 25 to 35%, a huge margin. Booking by calling or emailing can earn an average commission of 10 to 20%. If you call, if you book, you can get a commission of 10 to 20%. Being a registered member of the CLIA, will have added benefits. If you're some member of a CLIA, Cruise Line International Association, you could probably then get some kind of an added benefit. Cruise companies, Carnival Corporation PLC, Royal Caribbean Limited and Star Cruises. These are different cruise companies which offer different type of cruises. MICE, meetings, incentives, conferences, exhibition and events. Organizing conferences and planning incentive has a great potential for the travel agent. Nowadays, sending employees or dealers on foreign trips is on the increase and is a good earning source. The groups are large and earnings can be huge, plus you deal with corporates, you know, high-end people. which is absolutely a great necessity, and you're dealing with a very elite kind of people. And companies are looking for exotic and new destination. For example, someone was wanting to do a conference in probably a beach resort. Well, you're offering the employees some kind of a relaxation with work, a different environment, rather than the closed rooms of conference hall. But even if you have a closed room, you work from 9 to 5 or 4, then go enjoy the beach resort. Or you plan your conferences in such a day that you have a conference for half a day and then enjoy a beach resort. It's a great way to unwind. It makes your team fresh, makes them feel better, and they come back with a greater, happier mind to be at work. Bigger travel agencies like Cox & Kings, TCI, Thomas Cook offer a complete conference package consisting of transportation, accommodation. Obviously, all this is necessary. You cannot have a company coming in without seeing that the hotel is done. The airport, the pickup is there from the airport to take you to the hotel, or if you want to go to the beach resort or travel, you have to have the transportation in place. Event handling and themed dinners and other entertainment. You probably have a conference. In the night, you have a gala dinner with some music thrown in. You could have a local dance performance. You see, you could have some theme party. So all these things are not part of travel and tourism of the corporate world, and that is how the travel agents also make their tours. Now, what are the various segments that can be handled? Let's see this. Corporate meetings and seminars, team building and sales meets, incentive trips, organizing annual functions, product launches, etc., conventions and conferences for association and trade bodies like the IMA, FICCI, etc. You have participation in the trade shows like the Auto Show, the book fair held at the national and international level. You have the trade show at the Pragati Maidan. You have this Auto Show which takes place every year in January. And they have all the cars across the world or whichever are going to be launched in India showing their and showcasing their products over there. Then you obviously, like you've seen, the business conference which takes place in Davos in Switzerland. Business leaders from across the world descend over there every 2 years to have a get-together to see what the global scenario is, how the business is growing. And all the top leaders like Tatas, Ambanis, Birlas, they all descend on those places. So right now, the seminars, the corporate meetings, the business houses of the world are adopting different ways to probably, you know, give motivation to their employees to try and see that get them out of their mundane lives and offer them something different, a new sightseeing place as a sale time. See that they get work done as well. What is the role over here? Suggest the exotic and unspoiled avenue or venues. Select the hotels and negotiating group rates. Obviously, when you have group rate, if you're taking 3%, or you're taking 300%. It means different in the rates. Then book hotels and manage rooming. You have to see that the executives and the directors will have single rooms, the bigger rooms. The employees will have smaller rooms. There will be two. In some places, there will be one person staying. Book air tickets as well as local transportation. You have to do the air tickets. You have to see the local transportation taken care of when they land at the particular city or country. Manage communication and mailers and invitations. On-site coordinations. You see what are the coordination there. They go to the hotel. They probably will do sightseeing on the first day. How is that going to happen? Everything is put into place. Organizing the post and pre-conference tours. You could have a post-conference tour. You could have a pre-conference tour. Like suggested, they could go for the first day sightseeing. Next day, they get into the conference. They do conference for 2 days or 3 days. Fourth day, they go half day again, the sightseeing, and check out in the night. Go out to the airports. Organizing themed dinners and that entertainment, like explained earlier. You could have different gala dinners. You could have an awards night. You could decide to have some kind of entertainment games for the staff. All passengers traveling abroad have to carry a travel insurance, which is now issued by travel agents. Travel insurance protects the travelers against the personal as well as baggage losses resulting from a wide range of travel-related happenings or problems. A common occurrence nowadays that your bag is lost in transit, someone has taken your bag, so you've got to be careful. You have to have an insurance. The policy is based on the needs of the tourist and type of tour, etc., and generally covers personal accidents, medical and related expenses, baggage loss, and trip cancellation and interruption. So these are different factors for which a travel insurance is removed. The bookings and commissions. Directly call the insurance company to issue the policy and the number of commissions are paid. login. An ID is created in the travel agent, can issue policies and receive commissions up to 10% from the insurance company. You log in there, you get a 10% commission, and you do bookings for your clients. GDS, issuance through the global distribution systems and incentives are paid for the ancillary services booked. Any services that you book for insurance and for other types, it can be done through the global distribution systems. Foreign currency services, the travel agency holding an authorized RBI license can sell foreign currency in the form of currency notes, traveler checks and other documents to travelers. You have to have an RBI license. It saves time and energy of the travelers to buy foreign exchange from the travel agent. This is only given to those people who have big business, huge business. They have some sort of a standard in travel agencies. So RBI gives them license to sell foreign currency. The travel agencies charge a percentage of commission. They can earn through the difference in the buying and selling rates, and they can sell multi-currency money cards, and they can be loaded as per the requirements of the client. If I say I want a card, I want $1,000 on my card, it can be done. Foreign currency services. The travel agency holding an authorized FMMC RBI license can buy foreign currency from the travelers, Indians or foreigners, as per the rules of the foreign exchange. Having airport counters to facilitate the last-minute exchange of currencies, and the travel agencies like Cox & King International Travel House Limited have a foreign exchange desk. Very important if you're going to be dealing in foreign exchange currency. Car rentals. Low travel is an integral part of travel agencies' business and is preferred by travelers as a cost-effective mode and is the most flexible than other forms of transport. Travel agency at times have to book car rentals for its clients through the bigger car rental company like Hertz, Avis, Sixt. What happens is you leave the city, you want a car, you want a big car, you take access, you take other probably transport system, you say, okay, we'll have these cars waiting with you with the placard. You see if they have the name written on the card. Mr. Johnson from probably some company, the hotel, the transportation is holding a placard. That's for you. Your car is waiting there. Bookings can be done through the central reservation offices or through the CRS. CRS allows amendments, cancellation, and pays out commissions for the sales made. If you made any sale, the CRS, it allows amendments and cancellations as well as it gives you commissions. What are the types of services that can be offered? Airport pickup or a drop. These are the services offered by a travel agent. Local sightseeing and miscellaneous local use. You want to go to the markets. Chauffeur-driven cars, long-term rentals for corporate and individual customer needing specific cars for long distance. He may be traveling to Germany, going from one city to another. He needs a car, so he'll probably order a car. Short tours or day tours to nearby locations. You come to a city where the factory is 20, 30 kilometers away, and that's from that city. So that is when you book a car to go to the factories to see how work is happening. Just organize or probably have a look. The reason why are they, and that's the reason you get car rentals. To counter the low airline commissions and ticketing business, the travel agency then has to look for some other means of service or to create revenue and its income. What could they be? International calling cards, they sell calling cards. Wedding packages, they make wedding packages for you. So if you want to go abroad somewhere, they have an entire package ready that the groom and the bride will get such a quality room. The other members of the family can take these rooms. This is the guest, this is the facility, this is what they'll charge for the wedding, for the decoration, everything. So they make money on all of that. Sale of tickets at international events like the Grand Prix, the FIFA World Cup, by buying it bulk beforehand. You know the FIFA World Cup, the Football World Cup. People are going to go. So what you do is you pick up rooms beforehand by paying them a lump sum and say, okay, we are picking up the rooms. We'll give you business even if you can't. You have the money. Hotel says, fine, I'll give you the money. I'm getting bulk booking. Why should I say no? BSP is an electronic billing system which facilitates the flow of data and funds between ITA travel agencies and airlines. It simplifies the selling, reporting and remitting procedures for the ITA agent. Advantages for the agents and the airlines are a single agency sales transmittal has to be submitted to a central BSP data processing facility. Then the airlines receive one settlement covering all agents from the BSP, reduced paperwork and less overhead cost to make these reports. ADMs and ACMs are generated through BSE and are faster and accurate. These are modes of making payments and a better control of all transactions through the central BSP. The neutral body monitors the process, so it is fair and impartial. Now, the billing and settlement plan, the BSP, this is how you go about it. The whole system is a single agency sales transmitter to be submitted to a data processing facility in the company. You have this where they have all the transactions written down. Agents should have access to IATA-approved ticketing systems such as Amadeus, Sabre, and Galileo. Both the agent and the airline should be IATA-accredited. A range of electronic ticket numbers are assigned to the agent. The airline assigns ticketing authority to the agent to allow issue of electronic tickets. It says it has ticketing authority to the agent to allow issue of electronic tickets. So the airline says this is a word, password, and you can issue electronic tickets through this media or system. Action by agents. The agent reports all sales and refunds at the end of the reporting period. The agent has to send the papers electronically through the BSP link. All transactions are forwarded to a central business settlement plan, and then it's the processing center where it goes, and the entire recording of transaction is done. Processing by the billing and settlement plan processes all relevant data and produces an agent's billing analysis for each agent. It says what is the billing of an agent, what it has received, what it has given as terms of commission. The BSP forwards a statement of sales made by agents to each BSP airline for the reporting period. The BPS also monitors the ticket stocks and issues fresh stock if required. It sees that if there are tickets falling short, then what does it do? It issues new tickets to see that there are enough tickets to be sold around. Payment. The agent makes one net remittance and includes all his BSP transactions for that period for all the BSP airlines sold. The payment is to be made through a bank transfer or a direct debit. Either way, agents can make payments twice a month to airlines periods, to airlines proceeds from ticket sales. You know, twice a month they see that the airlines, these many tickets were sold, collect them in, make the payment. Example, if a ticket is sold by an agent between 1st and 15th of a month, the agent then deposits the amount to the airline on the 25th or 30th of the month. There's a cycle. Suppose I have sold 20 tickets of Jet Airways. I will take the money of 20 tickets of Jet Airways which I need to give them, and by the 15th or 20th of next month or 20th or 30th of next month, I'll make the payment. Action by airlines. Participation in a BSP is open to all airlines, IATA members and non-members, serving the country or area concerned. The airline audits the data received from the BSP and issues debit and crediting account memoranda to agents. The airline sends the ADMs and ACM via the BSP link. This is how the airlines work. They have an ADM and ACM via the BSP link where they send the details of every travel agent. Important dates for the agents and the BSP. Reporting date, the last date by which the AST has to be sent to the BGP. BSP, submission date, 3 days after the AST is sent to BSP. Billing date, the date the BSP should submit the bills to the agents as per the record submitted by them. And remittance date, the date by which the agent's remittance should reach the BSP. The date by which the agents collect money on a certain date, on a certain period, at a certain time, they have to make the payments to different airlines, and it is a promissory condition, a criteria for them to be able to do so. Mandatory documents maintained by the IATA agents. Standard traffic documents, STDs, automated tickets, multi-purpose documents, standard administrative forms, agency sales terminal, transmittal, refund application authority and refund notice, standard credit card charge form. Form raised by the airlines are agency debit memo and agency credit memo. These are the different documentations maintained by the agents, by the airlines, between them to see that the business is smooth. BSP calendar indicating reporting periods, remittance dates and airline settlement dues. All accounting system is done. BSP manual for agents. What is the manual? What are the rules, guidelines? BSP link manuals. How do you go into BSP? How do you see what your account is? What the system is? If you want some kind of a brief, you try and get that. Local procedures. Information is applicable to individual countries. Need to maintain stocks of BST documents, including identification of forms available online through BSP link. Now, most of the countries, and many of them, they have to maintain stocks of BSP documents, including identifications of form. Which form is it? arrival online through the BSP link. So they have to be able to tell the BSP what is the data, what is the amount of business in, and how they plan to keep the records in order. Thank you.